You are now listening to Voices of the West Side with your host, John Easter.
Good morning and welcome to Voices of the West Side on Indy's Giant 90.9. We're back after a week off for the WBDG 60 Marathon last week that went really, really well. We raised over our goal. We were over $2,600 for the radio station. So we always got to push the magic button for good news. And that was really nice. So thank you very much to everyone who listened to the marathon last week. And we appreciate that. As well, we've got a full show for you this morning, so we'll get right into it. Let's take a look at the big board and what's on there. We've got a few events this week. The Bridgeport Masonic Lodge's monthly breakfast is on Saturday from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. at the lodge located at Morris and Bridgeport Road. Fido Indy has a pet supply flea market at 1505 North Sherman Drive in Indianapolis. So if you're needing pet supplies, they have new and gently used pet supplies for sale. It's open from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. I believe Fido Indy is a nonprofit. Also, you can check the Community Resources Fair on May 6th at the Wayne Branch Library. Lots of different organizations will be there, from health, employment, social security, and adult education. And also some housing folks will be there. It's from 2 to 4 p.m. And, of course, this is our topic today on Voices of the West Side. May 3rd is the primary election, so you can get out and you can vote, and you can still vote early this weekend and today if you're listening on Friday, but also if you're listening on Sunday of the replay. You can vote from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. at the satellite voting locations around Marion County. I think the clerk's office downtown has a little bit different hours, but you can also on Monday, you can go down to the clerk's office and vote until noon. So if you still want to get your early vote in, and then, of course, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. are the polling times on May the 3rd. And in Marion County, not sure what Hendricks County's situation since I didn't research this, that's what I'm trying to say. But I believe you can also, obviously you can vote in Hendricks County 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. if you're out there. But on May 3rd, the polling sites all across Marion County, if you are a Marion County resident, so let's say you work in Wayne Township, but you live in Lawrence, you can vote right here at Ben Davis High School or any Marion County voting center if you live within the county. So that is something that's changed. If you're not a regular voter, you may not have known that, but it's been a couple of election cycles that's been the case now, and that's makes it a little bit convenient. So check that out, and make sure you get that vote in. We'll talk more about that here in just a few minutes on Voices of the West Side, and that is so. Yeah, this is kind of the sad stuff. Earlier this week on Wednesday, we got some very bad news that our friend and friend of the show, Merle Bentenhausen, had passed. Merle was Emerson's final guest on Voices of the West Side. Of course, we had the big extravaganza show to finish it out, but he was the final scheduled guest. And to say he made an impact is just absolutely selling it short. We love Merle. And, you know, as we were walking him out, I said, I feel like I made a new friend. And he's like, well, I'm your friend. You know, that's just the kind of person he was. He was a relentlessly positive individual who, despite some challenges, really made the most of his life. So I've got a few cuts from that show with Emerson. I'm going to play them this morning just to kind of remember Merle a little bit. And I appreciate our guests for indulging me here in doing this. But Merle obviously was an interesting character, because if you know anything about his story, he was an IndyCar driver on his way up and got into an accident at Michigan and lost an arm and was horribly burned, but he recovered, and later he did something really cool. He won a race with one arm, and he talked about that on the show, but here he is talking about racing with one arm.
And I knew that I had a distinct disadvantage with one arm. I mean, it was pretty obvious, but I kept believing that I could, and that is probably the most positive thing you can have in your life, is to not get discouraged, and just keep working at being better and doing more. And I thought I had enough heart. I thought I had enough talent, and that I could do this. And I could see as every race I progressed, I got better.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'll take that positive words and I'll make humor out of it too. So I'm on the front straightaway. The first race was at Lost Creek, Kentucky. And this is 11 months after I crashed. And a guy comes up to me, he goes, "You're Merle Bettenhaus, now?" I said, "Yeah." He says, he kind of shook his head, "You didn't lose your arm, you lost your mind." but then believe, work hard, give effort, and someone says, when you believe and you work hard, you have a commitment, you really get lucky.
Yeah, that's like, we had a former athletic director, and he always used to say, John Clark, he said, luck is when preparation meets opportunity, and there you go. That's one thing. But he also talked about just tests in life.
And I don't know if God makes mistakes or God just says, you need a test in your life. No one said it was the bed of roses are going to be on your birth certificate.
Yeah, nope.
No one said you're going to get everything you want in life. But you know what? He gives you the tools to basically do whatever you want.
Yeah.
And if anybody,
use them right.
You should write this down. In life, there's four important things. There's always going to be a change.
Mm-hmm.
When there is, you must make a commitment.
Mm-hmm.
That commitment must have effort behind it and discipline to continue forever.
Wow.
And you know what? It's like someone asked me once, "Well, what do you do, Merle?" I said, "Well, you know what? I'm not sitting in the pits rusting.
Yeah.
I'm not on the track. I'm not on that big track.
Yeah.
But I'm on the other tracks.
Yeah.
And I'm not sitting in the pits waiting for something to happen.
Yeah.
And you just got to believe in you and find that choose button that's going to make you better tomorrow."
Yeah, because he always talked about he never had a yesterday that's better than his tomorrow. I always thought that was quite a quote. But he was also the last of the generation of racing Bettenhausens because his brother Tony, who raced the Indianapolis 500, I believe 11 times, and then became a car owner, talked about him being so good in business and things. And then his other brother, Gary Bettenhausen, raced at the Indy 500, I think 27 times is what clicks in my brain. Came close several of those 27, but was always kind of hard luck. His car, you know, I think he had the 1972 race won, and his car had a part fail, and he lost the race. He had a ride with Roger Penske, lost the ride. I mean, he just had so many things that happened in his life. And then their father, Tony Sr., actually was killed at the Indianapolis 500. Practicing for the race, I believe, in 1961. But Merle talked about kind of being the last man standing.
Well, I raced from 1967 when I got out of the Army, and I lost my arm in 72. So I was heading up the stairs to be an Indy 500 driver, and I tripped and I fell back down. Came back, won a race with one arm, and then quit. And I almost feel like when I look at what my dad accomplished, what Gary accomplished, Tony did, ownership, greatness, wonderful man. But I was there telling him the yardage and telling him, you know, where the bunkers were and don't hit it in the water and all that. And so, and now to have God designed that I was going to be the last man standing. Now, I will say this. He picked the right one to be the last man standing. And maybe I should have been a stand-up comic or a motivational speaker instead of a race driver. But that's behind me, and I can't go there, and I don't want to go there. But it's such an honor. And
so there you go. A little tribute to Merle Bettenhausen this morning on Voices of the West Side. And just one final thought.
Just want everybody to just keep believing in themselves and doing what's right,
yeah.
And you'll be surprised how lucky you're going to get later in life.
So Merle Bettenhausen passing away at 82 earlier this week. We wanted to recognize him because he was certainly he was the last guest that Emerson had, but he was certainly one of the most memorable. And certainly we send our thoughts and prayers out to his family and all the friends on the West Side. He lived on the West Side for a while in Woodpoint. But he said his son drove a go-kart around Woodpoint. And he said that was Gary, his brother, kept bringing the go-kart over. And he's like, my son's not going to be driving race cars, Gary. And he ended up being a basketball player. So Merle Bettenhausen passing away this week. And, you know, he's the kind of figure, though, that will never be gone, because you'll always remember Merle. All right. Turning the page now. Today, as we mentioned in the big board portion of the show, Tuesday is the primary election, and there are lots of important things on the ballot, both actually on the ballot and kind of, you know, implicitly on the ballot. And according to Ballotpedia, Indiana's voter turnout in the 2024 presidential election was 58.7%, which is much below the national average of 64.1. In the last midterm election, which that is the non-presidential year, so it's the one that falls every 2 years. Then you have the municipal election, which comes up on an odd year after the midterm. It was 37% was the turnout for Hoosiers. And here in Marion County, it has certainly been a even bigger challenge. Only 55% of voters turned out in 2024 in Marion County, which is, of course, where Indianapolis is. So some people are trying to do something about that and trying to, you know, use what they've been given here by a program called the Voter Advocate Program and other things to try to increase turnout. So we welcome today our social studies teacher, Mr. Zachary Smith. Good morning.
Good government, morning, sir.
Social
Hello.
Studies Department. And we welcome Benny Cummings, a senior here at Ben Davis High School. Good morning.
Good morning.
And welcome to the show. And first of all, tell us a little bit about yourself. How'd you get here? You know, what's kind of your passion? What do you enjoy doing? And tell the audience about yourselves.
Well, when I first saw the program, you know, it was an impact. They were displaying it. And no one else was really paying attention, and notably, I guess not many people were, because I was one of the few people that actually went for the interview. But I've always been very politically forward and aware, and, you know, hearing about how low voting turnout is, it made me feel like, well, if anyone could actually take that job, and someone who cared would take the job, I feel like it would be me. And, of course, you know, the money that was being offered for the internship was a plus. And so I applied, went through with the interview, and got in. And then following that, you know, there was a training meeting. They, you know, told us what we were supposed to do, how we were meant to do it, and given the resources in order to do so. And I thought, you know, I was like, okay, well, that will work. And I've spent time, you know, working via, you know, the online account that we have, BD Women's League of Voters, and I've also made speeches specifically, you know, if you were there at the Ben Davis Giant Spectacular for the show choir competition we hosted. And I'm not too aware of the impact I've made so far, but I hope that it is present and that more students are willing to vote.
Well, you probably have the situation where if you get one person out, mm-hmm. even just one, you've made an impact, which is awesome. Zach, you're with us as well here on Voices of the West Side. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. So just to answer your question, so I'm a government teacher here at Ben Davis High School, going on about 10 years in education here in Indianapolis area. Used to teach over at Broad Ripple, then Arsenal Tech, and over here for a few years. And I'd say about 3 years ago, the League of Women Voters approached us here at Ben Davis and said, hey, we've got this idea. And we kind of ran with it. The idea was pretty great, offering internships, paid internships, to different kids at different local area high schools. So it's not just Ben Davis that has this opportunity. You know, Pike down the road, Arsenal Tech, and a bunch of others, where the League of Women Voters is paying a couple kiddos to do one simple job, and that's talk to their friends and say, hey, you're 18 now. Have you registered to vote? No? Let me show you how. And that's it. That's the job. The job is literally going to school and talking to your friends. And you get paid to do it.
Which is what you do anyway, right? So
yeah, and then sometimes you get to be, you know, on a radio show with Mr. Easter, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
So that's pretty much the job. And Benny's been doing a great job of that, and, you know, saying I'm not sure what your impact is and whatnot. Well, it's kind of hard to measure, right? Because they're doing this online registration deal. You know, you can't really see it. But a couple weeks ago, we did have a huge voter registration event here at the school, and we did paper registration forms. And at the very least, I want to say we got, I think it's 120 kids, seniors, registered to vote that single day, which is about 10% of our senior class. And of course, you know, there's age requirements and what have you too, so not everybody was eligible.
Right.
But when we got to talking with the league, they said, Ben Davis led the charge. No other area high school was able to get as many as we did that day. So for sure that this program is making an impact. And of course, you know, what matters most is not just that you register, it's that you actually do something with it, right? It's that you actually go out and vote. So May 5th, Tuesday, you know, you don't have an excuse, right? I mean, shoot, Merrill's racing with one arm.
Yeah.
You know, like he made the most of it. He could have thrown in the towel and he could have complained, right? But he didn't. He did something with it. So if you're not happy with, you know, the way things are going in your community, right? What's your excuse not to go vote? It takes 5 minutes, right? And you're going to make your voice heard. And at the very least, you could say, well, I did something. Better than just complaining.
I went last week and voted on Sunday, and I went in about 11:30, and I was out really quickly. I mean, it was not a. I mean, most of these election workers too. That's another thing that maybe you should consider in the future is working an election, because that is a different situation altogether when you actually see how it's made. You know, it makes it a lot harder to complain and gripe about conspiracy theories when you actually go and you work an election and you see the stop gaps that are in place to ensure that the ballots are secure, that everything else that's done is secure. It gives you a lot of confidence having worked elections. I haven't done it in several years, but I know that's pretty awesome as well when you consider doing that. You get paid for it. It's not a lot of money, but it is something, and you go and you're civically involved, which is really awesome. But you talked about registering voters and then getting them to take that leap and go out and vote. What are some of the things that the League of Women Voters, which is an excellent organization, by the way, they do a lot, and they're nonpartisan. It is not like a partisan situation. If you're Republican, Democrat, Libertarian, whatever, wherever you fall, independent, the League of Women Voters is an organization that is nonpartisan. So that's important to point out. They are just interested. They don't care how you vote. They're just interested in getting you out to vote and getting you registered to vote because they believe in, if I'm saying anything wrong here, just let me know, because they believe in civic engagement. And you talk about taking that step, getting students or young people to take that step, because they'll register. It's very simple to register. You can do it 30 seconds on your phone. If you register now, you won't be able to vote on Tuesday. That's the other thing. But voter registration will reopen after the primary, and then you can register again for November. But how do you get students to take that step from registration to actually going out and voting?
Yeah, so if I may, you mentioned working the polls, mm-hmm. right? I think that's a great way of getting involved civically, right?
And you can do that before you're even...
Yeah.
Yeah, you can do it at 16, yeah. 16 yeah. 17 years old.
Because they changed that law a few years ago.
Yeah, mm-hmm. and so we actually got to talking with the deputy clerk for Marion County,
mm-hmm.
and they said this year, maybe I shouldn't be sharing this, but I am, said basically that they're going to try to give priority to some of the younger generational folks to work the polls this year. So you know, now that's not saying they're just going to say, hey, if you're over this age, you can't be there, right? That's not what they're saying at all. But trying to interject a little bit of youth into the process. So yeah, as Benny said, 16, 17, you can come out and work the polls. And to Marion County's credit, the way that they do elections here works pretty well.
Yeah.
They make it convenient. So Ben Davis High School is a voting center, right?
Yep.
So theoretically, our students can come to school, get paid to help people register to vote. And I even had a former student hand me my ballot once, which was really cool. But mentioning the voting centers, around town there's over 150 different places that you can go cast your ballot. And it doesn't matter where you go. Just pick one, whichever one's closest, which is pretty neat, because in other places it's... you have to go to one specific place that's basically closest to your house. But Marion County doesn't do it that way, which I think helps.
Yeah, if you haven't voted in a while, I saw it was on the Wayne Township Community Chatter. Someone was asking where the voting site was. They used to vote at McClellan Elementary, and they were saying, where's the voting site now? And I said, well, you can vote anywhere in Marion County if you live in Marion County. So...
Yep.
If you live in Hendricks County and you work downtown, you still have to go back to Hendricks County to vote, because one thing that was explained to me long ago, and I can't remember who it was that explained it, Indiana really runs 92 different elections. It's not just one election. Every county has a different way of doing things slightly, which, you know, if you're a constitutionalist, you're like, well, how does that jive with the 14th Amendment, you know, equal protection? But it does. Because elections are state entities. So when it's not, the national government does not run state elections. And each state has its own individual way of doing things. So like Minnesota, I think, you can go to the poll and register the same day and vote. In Indiana, you can't do that. You have to do it a month and a day, question mark, before the election. So if the election's on May 5th, the voter registration voter registration deadline would be a month and a day before that. So if you're planning and you want to vote in November, make sure you get that done before the early part of October for that November election, because you won't, again, be able to go to the polls and register. A lot of people believe, I mean, some states you turn 18 and you're just registered. Some states have that automatic registration that when you turn 18, you're registered to vote. And Indiana is not one of those states. So you actually have to follow through with voting. But they make it very easy now to register to vote.
Yeah, they do. And a big part of this, right, is the fact that your ballot is different based on where you live.
Correct.
Right? Because you got other things you're voting for, right? Now, in this election, it's the midterm, right? So you're going to be voting for the entire House of Representatives, right? And a bunch of other things. But for your specific place in which you live, you might be voting on who's the county coroner.
Yes.
Right? Who's examining the dead bodies, which that's a voted elected position in some places, which is kind of crazy to me.
She's been on, like, the show. She's awesome, yeah, too, by the way.
So you've got those local decisions that you have to make. And those are the most important ones, right, that impact your day-to-day life. It's not who's in the White House, even though that may be important, right? Well, do you know the name of the person who actually runs your school and decides if we have snow days? Like, that impacts your day-to-day more than anything else, right? That the president may be doing. And oddly enough, we see the, as you mentioned a minute ago from Ballotpedia, civic engagement just plummets after a presidential election. That's its peak. It's when everybody's invested. But when it actually, in my argument, actually really matters more are things like this, the midterm or municipal elections, and nobody cares to go out and vote for, you know, your mayor, right? That's pretty sad, and we're trying to fix that. It's been a long road, and it's going to be a long road for a long time, but, you know, as Benny said, if we can even get a couple people registered to vote, it makes a difference. So that's the goal.
Benny Cummings, Ben Davis Sr., and Zachary Smith are with us here this morning on Voices of the West Side. We're talking about civic engagement, specifically voting this morning. So this this partnership with the League of Women Voters, how does it work? I mean, you said you went to some training, and they kind of trained you on the job. So it's like it's a job. You're actually getting paid for this. So how does that? How does it all work? What kind of techniques do you use, I suppose, when you're talking to your friends?
I sort of, you know, they just like told me to remind them of, you know, what they need, what they're able to do. Especially like one of the biggest things they tried to like make me hit home about was that you do not have to actively be 18 to register to vote. As correct. Long as you are 18 by that election, then you can register, you know, right then.
Yeah. Well, 17-year-olds can vote in the primary if you'll be 18 by the general election date, mm-hmm. which I haven't looked at honestly yet, but in November, so if your birthday falls on or before that November date and you happen to be 17 now, you can vote in anything that is not decided at the primary election. So that would be like the final decision on there. I don't really think there are elections that are, like used to be school board elections were held at the primary level. That's now November. So, you know, that election would be decided at the primary level. One thing too about the primary is you will have to, when you go and you show your ID, if you're a libertarian, there is no primary election for libertarian. They select their candidates at a convention. So this is Republican Democrat. You'll have to go and declare a party, and they will give you a specific ballot for your party. So at the primary level, there could be, and I know, for example, there are three candidates running for Marion County Clerk. You have Kate Sweeney Bell, Carla Lopez, this is on the Democrat side, Carla Lopez Owens, and Bob Kern. So unfortunately, Bob Kern passed away in April, early April. So you have those two candidates, but you go and you vote for, let's say, the candidate that you feel would be the best job being the Marion County Clerk. And so that election then, those candidates, whoever wins in the primary, then will be put on the November ballot, and then it'll be Republican versus Democrat in November. So right now, you're just voting for the people in whatever political party you identify with. And by saying, I want a Republican ballot, you are saying that you are going to, I think this is, and don't quote me because I'm not an attorney, but I did stay at a Holiday Inn last. No, I'm just kidding. I'm not an attorney. That old reference for old commercial. But I believe you are saying that if you pull that ballot, that I will vote for the majority of this party's candidates in November, even if you don't, because nobody's going to be hanging over you and looking. So, you know, that's something to keep in mind. And that also, frankly, keep some people away from the primary because they don't want to declare their party. You know, my dad, for example, he voted around the ballot and he did not like to say who he voted for. That's, you know, your personal choice. And it's your personal right to not reveal that. So some people don't vote in primaries because of that. But I would say that especially in Marion County, and also, like Hendricks County, a lot of the elections happen at the primary level because the other party does not file a candidate. So in Hendricks County, there are a lot of Republicans that will be winning elections on Tuesday because there will be no Democrats in November on the ballot because the party just didn't file. In Marion County, it kind of flips. There will be a lot of Democratic elections that will be decided because, and also like in Decatur Township, there are a lot of Republicans on the ballot, but no Democrats. So those are things to remember. So when you go and you're like, why isn't, in my area, why isn't Andre Carson on the ballot here? Well, that's because that's the 6th congressional district. So these are things you kind of probably want to educate yourself about as well. So if I lived here by Ben Davis, Andre Carson, the 7th district, Destiny Wells, all the people that are running in that election are on the ballot. But if I work at Ben Davis, but I live in Decatur, it's a different situation where you have a number of different Democrats, a number of different Republicans that maybe aren't on the Wayne Township ballot. So that's why it's important to kind of educate yourself too. And you can go IndianaVoters.com. You can click, put in your address, and see your ballot.
Yeah, I was just getting ready to say that.
Yeah.
Right, you can do your homework ahead of time. And by the way, I tell all my government kids this, you need to.
Yeah.
Because when you walk in and you see your ballot and they hand it to you, you're going to see, all right, check this name for this race. They don't give you a rundown of their background or what they stand for or anything. And you might even have questions on there about, do we want to fire this judge or keep him?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who this judge is. I don't know if they're good or not. You have to do your homework.
Shall this judge be retained?
Exactly. So if you are planning to go vote, but you don't do your homework ahead of time, then you're just kind of randomly guessing, right? It's like taking a test and just Christmas treeing, you know, everything, right? And hoping for the best. You don't want to do that. Now, and of course, that takes time. It mm-hmm. takes effort and desire. But then again, you know, you could do that in 5 minutes at a glance and say, yeah, I got a good feeling about this one, and at least make a semi-educated guess. But the reality is these are the people that decide how much money they take away from you and how that money is spent or misused, right? So if you care about that or, you know, any of the other issues, right, whether or not your kids go to war, right, or whether or not your schools are going downhill, if you even care about your life, what's 5 minutes of investing in that? Right? Do it while you're sitting on the toilet, for goodness sakes, right? But at least do it. At least look at your ballot, do a little research, do a little homework, and don't just leave the future of your community up to, well, it'll probably work out.
Yeah.
It'll probably be fine.
Especially when it's, like, pretty accessible. Like, if you go to vote for 11.org, it'll, you know, give you the positions of the candidates on the ballots, and that will definitely help you make a more educated decision, I think.
There are many, many great resources out there for you to go find information. So it doesn't, you know, I believe the Marion County clerk, Beth White, used to say democracy is not a spectator sport. And it's really not. This country will challenge you, and it will challenge you to make these decisions, and your vote could make a difference. That's the biggest thing. Sometimes these elections, especially at the primary level, come down to one or two votes.
Oh yeah.
I mean, you see them in the smaller races. So you've got maybe a trustees race or something like that. And it may come down to one or two votes because, the closer the election is to you, I think the more impact that it has. So those one or two votes, I know in Decatur Township, they had a school board race that was decided by one vote. And that was something where, man, I don't know if I want to vote today. You know, it's mm-hmm. decided by one vote. So mm-hmm. if that person had decided, well, you know, or two more people had voted for the other candidate, then you have an entirely different situation. So those are things to remember when you're sitting on the couch this weekend or trying to figure out how you're going to vote. Make sure you do it because it could make a difference, especially in some of these down ballot races. I don't know if maybe Congress or some of those will be that close, but they could be. I know One time, the 8th district in Indiana came down to, I think, 8 votes between the Republican and the Democrat. And you have a lot of people that say, oh, the parties are the same. You get that all the time. And you look at things that are happening, you wonder, are they? So that could totally change everything, especially as close as Congress is right now. I mean, the balance of power in Washington is so tight. And whichever way you fall on it, if you stay home, there's a potential that your vote could switch the balance of Congress right now. And that is so, that's a big responsibility when you think about it. And you think, my vote doesn't matter. You know, I live in Indiana. My vote, yes, it does. It matters so much because those people that are closest to you, and city county council isn't on the ballot. We'll just use that as an example. City county council isn't on the ballot this time. It's on the ballot during the election. But I think Marion County's turnout for the mayoral election was like 27% last time. So that means like 1 in 4 people who are registered to vote selected the mayor.
So you know what that means, right? That means 73%.
That's from memory.
Yeah. So that means like what? 73% of the people in Indianapolis are 100% happy with the way the city is and don't want to change a single thing.
They don't care about the potholes on their street or
no. Crime, not an issue.
The trash pickup.
Homelessness, not an issue.
The trash can that I can't fit 3 bags of trash in. They don't care about those things.
No. They say it's completely fine.
Yeah.
But that's what you're signaling with your vote, or right. lack thereof, right? Is, yep, I like it just the way it is. Leave it alone.
And
that's crazy.
Yeah, I also think that could also signal not just that, like, oh, yeah, I like things the same, but, like, there are people who out there who might like it different, and so they are voting to make that change. And what if you don't like that change that they are attempting to make?
Correct.
You're going to let them do that, which is why it's also important to really go out, because people can just change things while you're sitting there doing nothing.
Well, and I know we're over time on WBDG FM HD1 Indianapolis, but this is a passion for me too. So before we go, it's important to remember too, for young people, that people like me that have gray hair, we vote. We vote in greater numbers. So if you think about that, and I'm not saying anything bad about maybe your grandparents or your parents, do you want them determining your future? I mean, they kind of do. I mean, they're your parents and they're your grandparents, and they've sacrificed and, you know, toiled for you and bought you food and given you shelter. Hopefully, good parents and grandparents do that. But do you want them voting for you? Think about that, because that's what happens. And there's more of you than there is of us. There's more young people in this world than people over 50 like me. So keep that in mind when you maybe decide you don't want to vote. If all of you voted, this world would look a lot different. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. I don't want to be inspirational here or give you the rah-rah speech, but if you all voted, things would look a lot different in this country.
Yeah, I mean,
just telling you.
Nothing changes unless something changes.
Yes.
Right? So if you're not happy about something, this is a chance to do something that doesn't invest too much of your time and energy.
Right.
So, simple.
Well, I know you both have things you need to get to today, so thank you so much for coming on the show. Is there anything else that we need to mention here that we've neglected?
I mean, go vote on Tuesday, May 5th. And by the way, in case you didn't know it, if you've got a student here at Ben Davis or Wayne Township, your kiddo doesn't have school. It's an e-learning day.
That's right.
So that means, you know, they, if they are 18 and registered, they can go vote that day. And so can you. So please make sure you go do that.
Yep. Yeah. Anything else before we go?
Well, for those that are interested, you know, this position will still be up next year. So keep that in mind. You know, keep a lookout.
Yeah, that's true. Especially if you're a Ben Davis student, or if you got a kiddo that's a sophomore or junior. We're looking for 2 great advocates like Benny here to kind of carry this program forward into the future. It's $400 paid internship per semester. And if you have any desire to learn more, your kiddo can find out that information in their impact or homeroom class.
All right. Well, we did it. Thank you so much for coming on.
Yeah,
Mr. Zachary Smith, government teacher here at Ben Davis High School, and Benny Cummings, senior here at Ben Davis. Thanks for doing this. Thanks for all you're doing to get your generation out, because like I said, if this generation voted, I'm not lecturing, things would be a lot different in this country. And that could be positive. You can take that however you want. We'll just put it that way, because we are a nonpartisan, non-political show. But things could be a lot different, we'll put it that way, if young people voted in the numbers that they could. So keep that in mind. All right. Thanks again.
Yeah. Thanks for having us.
Thank you. All right. And if you're a staff member, make sure you take a look at the staff musical too.
We'll throw that in there. Thanks for that plug.
There you go.
Yeah. I'm sure we'll be back to talk about that at some point if you'll have us.
Yes.
So.
All righty. That's going to do it for Voices of the West Side.
To the parents and to the teachers, our students have so much to give. You must teach them to be investors in themselves and their communities. What you give out is what you're going to be given back. And students, remember, your future is in the hands of the ones you hang with. It's okay to be a copycat, just copy the right cat. Don't get caught with the wrong crowd. And as always, the views expressed on Voices of the West Side are not necessarily the views of the MSD of Wayne Township, Ben Davis High School, or WBDG. From all of us here at Voices of the West Side, we'll see you on down the road. Make sure to join us next time. I'm John Easter, over and out. Have a great weekend.